back on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show, talking now with one of our players of the game tonight from St. Genevieve as they win it 31-7 over Fredericktown. It's Logan Gegg taking the Applebee's of Farmington Player of the Game honors. 19 carries, 80 yards, 2 touchdowns from the quarterback position tonight. Logan, you really were getting it going early. The special teams helped you out a little bit with the good field position, but you were able to finish it off. How'd you do it?
It was help from the linemen, honestly, and the guys making plays. Kind of made some fakes there to help us out, and honestly it was the line pushing up front, and I just got the holes and got to make the plays. So.
I'm sure when you're on the sideline and you're about to get the football and a special teams play like the blocked punt that Evan Walker had, then they get the tackle for loss on the botched snap. I'm sure it's even bigger boosts on that sideline when you're ready to go out there on offense, when you get to get even closer. Does it give you a little bit extra confidence when you're going out there on the field after those kind of plays?
Yeah, when you know you're probably going to have to go 60, but then they block a punt, so you only have to go like 20. I mean, it's way more. You know, you just have to have a confidence, like, we got to score here. And that's what we did tonight, and we just made the plays that we had to.
Well, cold conditions in this one. Yeah. I'm sure most of the time you're going to be running the football anyway just because of how cold it is, but you were able to do so effectively and handing it off to Austin Bullock, too. The running game as a whole, how did it kind of feel for you, the quarterback?
I thought we looked really good, honestly. I didn't throw the ball real well tonight, but we made it up real well on the ground, so I was proud of Bullock. Austin's a hard runner. He deserves a lot what he gets, and he deserved a touchdown tonight, but he didn't get one, but he ran hard.
Well, and there was some improvement in the running game throughout week by week. Really, in this winning streak that you've had, the running game has been the big part of, you know, the offense being a little bit more balanced. What have you seen? Has there been any change that you've noticed from being a quarterback and seeing the running plays play out, you know, firsthand?
I think we have more of a want up front, honestly. I think the line has more of a edge to it. Like, we got to get a push. And when we get a push up front, we have good backs between Bullock and Boyer and all of us, honestly. If we can get a hole, we can get us a yard, and that's all we have to do.
Well, you took care of business in this playoff game at home. You get Central coming up next week in a rematch. How do you think you'll attack that one?
I don't know. We'll sleep on it tonight, be happy with the victory, and then tomorrow morning probably wake up and watch film. I don't know how we'll go at it, but we just got to do what we got to do and get a win.
I appreciate the time, Logan. Great game tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Logan Gegg of the St. Genevieve Dragons, your Applebee's of Farmington player of the game, as St. Gen defeats Fredericktown 31-7 this evening. More End Zone coming up after this on Regional Radio.